At a press conference held at Parliament Hill in Ottawa on October 25th, Ms. Grace Wallensack, spokeswoman of Falun Dafa Association of Canada, FDAC, said, "The CCP has been intimidating and manipulating elected officials in Canada to prevent them from addressing rights abuses. The CCP's infiltration into Canada's political system and institutions is extremely concerning, and it undermines the Canadian government's ability to address and rectify the issues of interference itself."
10月25号，在加拿大首都渥太华国会举行的新闻发布会上，加拿大法伦大法学会代表戴公宇说，中共威胁并操控加拿大民选官员，以阻止他们为人权发声。中共对加拿大政治体系和机构的渗透极为令人担忧，因为它削弱了加拿大政府本身解决和纠正干涉问题的能力。
The 129-page report documents numerous instances in Canada where individuals or entities engaged in physical and verbal assault, intimidation, harassment, and social exclusion of members of the spiritual practice of Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa.
这份129页的报告记录了大量法轮功学员个人或团体在加拿大受到的语言或身体攻击、威胁、骚扰，以及被拒绝参与一些社区活动。
These incidents, ongoing while dating as far back as 1999, have often been linked to the Chinese embassy or consulate or the foreign interference arm of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
从1999年以来发生的这些事件通常都和中共使馆或领事馆有关，或与中共的外国干预相联系。
Falun Gong is a spiritual discipline rooted in Buddhist traditions. It consists of 5 meditative exercises along with moral principles centered on the tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
法轮功是佛家修炼功法，包括打坐等五套功法，以及以真善忍为准则的道德原则。
Introduced to the public in China in 1992, it quickly gained popularity due to its health benefits. Official Chinese data estimated the number of Falun Gong adherents to be between 70 million to 100 million by the late 1990s.
法轮功由李洪志先生于1992年在中国公开传授后，由于其去病健身的功效而受到民众喜爱。官方估计在90年代后期，修炼法轮功的人数达7000万至1亿人。
However, then CCP head Jiang Zemin perceived the practice's popularity as a threat to the regime's totalitarian control. In July of 1999, he initiated a worldwide mass arrest and persecution campaign with the aim of eradicating the practice.
当时的中共党魁江泽民认为，法轮功受到普遍欢迎，对中共的集权统治是一种威胁。1999年7月，江泽民发起了在全国范围内大规模抓捕和迫害法轮功学员的镇压行动，企图消灭法轮功。
The FDAC report notes that in pursuing the goal of altering the public perception of Falun Gong, diminishing public support for its call for justice and human rights, the CCP's foreign influence operation extends to and adversely impacts the general Canadian public as a whole. This includes politicians and many other facets of civil, social, and political life in Canada.
报告指出，为了改变公众对法轮功的看法，减少民众声援法轮功学员对正义和人权的呼吁，中共采用外国干预手段来影响整个加拿大社会，包括政要和加拿大社会各个层面。
The report points out that Beijing's foreign interference has evolved to become more hidden and invisible. Consequently, the Canadian public has limited awareness, resulting in a disproportionately inadequate response to its level of threat.
报告说， 中共的外国干预已变得更隐晦、更看不见，因此加拿大公众对此了解很少，对其威胁程度的应对严重不足。
This interference and repression are an extension of the CCP's campaign to eradicate Falun Gong in China, the report said. The eradication campaign entails some of the worst human rights violations committed, including forced organ harvesting, which has been found to constitute crimes against humanity and potentially genocide.
报告说，中共的干预和压制是中共镇压法轮功在海外的延伸。中共在国内迫害法轮功极其残酷，包括强制活摘法轮功学员的器官用于移植牟利。国际独立调查人员和机构认为这些罪恶属于反人类罪及种族灭绝。
Ms. Wallensack noted that this campaign not only threatens the safety and security of the Falun Gong community, it also erodes the fundamental values and the good governance of Canadian society.
戴公宇说，中共将对法轮功的迫害延伸到加拿大，不仅威胁到法轮功群体的安全，也侵蚀了加拿大社会的基本价值观和法治。
The FDAC report says that while the CCP's repression spans multiple sectors within the Canadian society, its influence over the government sector is unprecedented. Its tactics include sending defamatory letters to officials, spreading disinformation, and organizing rallies through organizations associated with the United Front Work Department, a Chinese agency primarily engaged in foreign interference.
报告说，中共的干预在加拿大社会跨多个领域，对政府部门的影响达到前所未有。采用的方式包括持续向加拿大政界散发假电子邮件，散布虚假信息，旨在抹黑法轮功信仰群体，例如冒充法轮功学员向各级民选官员发送侮辱或威胁电子邮件。中共还利用统战部的机构组织集会，对抗法轮功学员的和平抗议活动。
The Falun Dafa Association of Canada proposes 11 recommendations in response to the CCP's foreign interference and transnational repression. The association is calling on the Canadian government to publicly condemn the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and urge an end to this repression in China and its extension to Canada.
加拿大法轮大法学会的报告向政府及相关机构提出了11项建议，以打击中共在加拿大的外国干涉和跨国镇压，其中包括呼吁加拿大政府公开谴责中共对法轮功的迫害，敦促中共停止迫害法轮功。
Another recommendation is to ensure diplomatic accountability by sanctioning Chinese diplomats and mission officials found to be involved in infiltration and repression activities in Canada.
加拿大法轮大法学会的报告还建议，如果发现中共外交官员参与了渗透和压制行动，应对他们实施制裁，以确保外交问责。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released recently by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Dana Manning.And the song is called All Slow, which is from the album titled Morning Night, released in 2019. And for more information, you can visit www.danamanning.com. 亲爱的朋友欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 That Chen Show 的音乐节目，现在呢到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人的作品时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Dana Manning 演唱的歌曲 Oslo。We Need to Know, which is from the album titled Chrysalis, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit SonyaJohnson.com. www.sunnyradio.com。 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Sonia Johnson 演唱的歌曲 We Need to Know
Dobbiamo sapere.
Queremos saber.
Si lo hizo Gare.
Sevamo stati.
Necesitamos saber.
Yo me sé eso.
No fools, no Russian roulette in the hands of these people.
阳光和小雨 which means sunlight with light rain, vocal by Pan An Bang. Aplex is a song called 我愿 which means I wish, vocal by 苏文良。听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由潘安邦演唱的《阳光和小雨》。接下来要推荐给大家的是来自苏文良演唱的《我愿》。 She wants to thank you for listening to our show and please tune in next Saturday noon on CGSF 90.1 FM. 亲爱的朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自邓丽君演唱的《甜蜜蜜》。在这里呢，何西代表我们节目组特别感谢您收听我们的节目，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
90.1 FM。